Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
People will call and they'll say, you need to get new actors. The ones you have are really bad. Those are truly, actually the calls that people make into their health coaches to get help. I don't sit and tell you it's going to cure the coronavirus. What it does do is that chemistry goes in and it helps your body do what it needs. The reason there's so many different types of successes is because we aren't targeting anyone. All we do is help the body help itself, and whatever it finds and it can do and go in and work and fix, that's what it's going to go in and help do.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
This is Victor.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
And also longer than the sun. And a bonnie boat was won as we sail into the misty.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. So happy you're listening in. I want to talk a little bit more about this playbook, too. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature, 31 Fruits and Vegetables. You can't go wrong. And pretty amazing stuff. And it's just a fantastic supplement. So make sure you get it. Balance of Nature, put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and you'll get free shipping and 35% off. It's a pretty amazing deal right now. Shore up for this winter and this fall. No matter what happens, I think if you have this in your home, if you have this and you're taking it, and then also you have extra, I don't think you can go wrong. In fact, I do, and I'm telling you, it's nice. I have that kind of calm, you know, back of my mind. I've got all these nutrients. I've got no matter what happens with food supply, whatever, I'm covered. And it is. It's a fantastic supplement. 31 fruits and vegetables per day, 3 caplets of each. Really easy to take too. So go to balanceofnature.com. Just put in my name, Kate, on the promo code. So let me talk to you just for a second about this, and I'll take your calls too. So this was a playbook. This was a playbook that, Dave was talking about, and it was about how they go about doing this. This was the U.S. Special Forces Unconventional Warfare Manual from 2010. And these were the methods that were employed against Libya at the time. And so these are the same people that would employ these in Libya that are they doing this to our country right now? And when I was reading through the headlines, it was kind of amazing. You've got Bolton's new book coming out, right? Here Bolton, you know, works for Trump and then comes out and says he's got a list of transgressions and all these things he's going to come out with. He's been saying that for a while. We've got Hillary out there telling you you can protest and riot, but you can't go to a Trump rally. It's been kind of interesting to watch that. You've got Warren. She's been silent. And then all of a sudden she pokes her head up, her little Indian head, and she's, you know, what, looking around, and she's got things to say today. And she's another, you know, bat crap, crazy, piece of work out there. And she wants to strip Confederate names off from military bases. Yeah. So you got that. And they were trying to say how there was a huge cover-up with the hydrochloroquine, you know, courtesy of Fauci, which we knew was going on. You've got all kinds of stuff going on. San Francisco telling police they can't do certain things now. And Seattle, you've got streets there that are having issues and been taken over. And so things seem really unstable and kind of crazy. Let me take you through this. So first it starts out with dissatisfaction. And that dissatisfaction, just so you know, through history, so many times we've had like the women's movement and all these things, things just don't happen. I've said this many times on the show. They don't just happen. There are forces at work in the media and Hollywood and everything else to kind of sow the discord. You're unhappy, aren't you? You're not getting what you want, are you? You're not getting treated right, are you? Okay. And sometimes it can be very, you know, naturally organic kind of, you know, yeah, I don't like where this is going. So there's that too. But there's an awful lot of planted discord that it gets contributed to as well, especially when they want it to go somewhere. Okay. So there's that. And then you have, and then you also have the discord sown with, you know, you're, even though you didn't get off your rear end in work, you're owed something. You're entitled. Why don't you have what you want? This is America. Why don't you have it? Okay. So that kind of discord too. Then you have the creation of atmosphere of wider discontent, right? So you've got these groups like Black Lives Matter that exist, right? Antifa, all these crazy, crazy groups, these Marxist groups. Then you've got agitation. You've got the creation of favorable public opinion. So they do all these fake polls and they make it look like everybody's on that side. You know, Biden couldn't pull a 1 out of 10 vote, but what do the polls say? 8 out of 10 love him. I mean, it's just that kind of crazy. So if you start to go look at who owns the polls, you'll figure it out real quick on the polls that they're not quite accurate. It also says, you know, 80% of the country wants this, 80% of the country wants that. That's not true either. So there's a lot of things like that that are just kind of crazy that are put out there by polling companies to get us to think that the rest of the nation just feels differently than us. Okay? Not true. Then they have increased agitation. That's the fourth step. Unrest, disaffection. Okay? And this is infiltration of administration, police, military, national organizations, boycotts, slowdowns, strikes. Then you have infiltration of foreign organizers and advisors and foreign propaganda, material, money, weapons. This movement's global. That's why we're saying, you know, a foreign entity. It is a foreign entity. Why do you think George Floyd's family went to the UN so quick for help? Aren't they supposed to be in the grieving process? That was an awfully swift move. Jump over America, go right to the UN. Yeah, there's your global group right there. Penetration into the labor unions and recruitment of training of resistance. Okay. A lot of people ready to go. And one astute follower of the show, not follower, I don't have followers, but listener of the show, was saying, you know, where are all these kids coming from? Are these kids in the system that are being sort of, let's say, it's kind of swayed, let's say, into joining some of these resistance causes? That's kind of an interesting thought, isn't it? Think about that. Maybe there's more to human trafficking than we realize, and they're being used in all kinds of different ways. You never know. So then you have penetration into the labor unions. You have student national organization and parts of society. So you've got an infiltration into the universities. You've got Hollywood. You've got the media taken over. Okay. Then you have spreading of subversive organizations into all sectors of life in a country. That's true. Look at what we're seeing right now. Look at how many people in your community were the useful idiots that joined up in this Marxist revolt thinking they were going down there to care about black people and show them that they cared. Okay, in America, that's not a thing. You don't have to go prove that you like black people in America, because there's nothing to prove here. Everybody's got a chance here. Just listen to what Tucker Carlson said on this clip. This was really good about Black Lives Matter. Here you go. And this was just after talking about Nancy and all, not just Nancy, but many of them kneeling and worshiping this Black Lives Matter movement. Here you go.
What is going on? What is this about? Even the outlines are blurry at this point, but we know this. No matter what they tell you, it has very little to do with black lives, if only it did. If Democratic leaders cared about saving the lives of black people, and they should, they wouldn't ignore the murder of thousands of young black men in their cities every year. They wouldn't put abortion clinics in black neighborhoods. They would instead do their very best to improve the public schools and to encourage intact families, which we know beyond a shadow of a doubt is central to the life prospects of children. They'd try to make black neighborhoods as safe as their own neighborhoods. They would close the payday lenders that add so much misery to the lives of poor people of all colors. But they don't even consider doing any of this. They don't even try. Instead, they encourage theft and mayhem as if that will help. It will not help. This may be a lot of things, this moment we're living through, but it is definitely not about black lives. And remember that when they come for you, and at this rate, they will. Anyone who's ever been subjected to the rage of the mob knows the feeling. It's like being swarmed by hornets. You cannot think clearly. And the temptation is to panic. But you can't panic. You've got to keep your head and tell the truth. Tell the truth. If you show weakness of any kind, they will crush you. Ask Drew Brees. By some accounts, poor Drew Brees is on his fourth apology for the crime of defending the American flag. He decided to apologize, and now they're using him as a propaganda organ, hostage tape after hostage tape. At a moment like this, there is no advantage in cowardice, in being Mitt Romney. You think you're saving yourself, you're just empowering the worst people, people who hate you. Before you know it, you're confessing to crimes you didn't commit. Don't start. Tell the truth. And the truth is, this is a good country, better than any other. Of course we are flawed, but we are trying, unlike most places, and we have nothing to be ashamed of, none of us. Immigrants know that best of all. That's why they come here. A million new Americans every year. They're not coming because America is a racist country. They're coming because it's not. That's all true. And in our clear moments, we know it's true, even the people claiming it's not. Truth is a defense, no matter what they're telling you at this moment. This moment will pass. Remember that. All moments do. When it does, we will look back at what we just saw in horror and disbelief. But if you're honest now, you will keep your dignity, and ultimately you will be very glad about that. Life is not worth living without it.
Good clip from Tucker, right? Okay. So look at the discord. Look at the unrest. What's behind it? Who's behind it? Who's spreading it? Who's getting into all of these different facets? Don't you remember in the very beginning when we said, you know, there was something wrong with the George Floyd case? And then look at who his congressional person is in that whole district that oversees that whole area, right? Look at who that is. It speaks volumes about people coming into America to subvert America and to be right on board with the mission of these groups. So after that, into these steps, you have expansion of the front organizations, which we're looking at right now. You have the intensification of propaganda, psychological preparation of population for rebellion, right? What have we been talking about this week? Rebellion. And some people thinking that even Seattle was going to be a little bit of a trap if people were going to be led to go to try and take back our country sort of thing. They were a little worried. Hey, is this a trap? Could be. Absolutely. Good thinking, right? So then you have overt and covert pressures against government, strikes, riots, disorder. Then you have increased underground activities to demonstrate strength of resistance. Haven't we been seeing that? Intense slapping of morals, intense sapping of morals, government, administration, military, police. When Tucker Carlson was talking about the fact that not a lot of people are stepping out and stepping up and saying what needs to be said. They're not even calling out the COVID scamdemic. You don't see a lot of people in politics standing up for much right now. There's a reason for that. You see them all caving. That's how you know that there's a lot of ways to be bought and sold, not just with a check, but with favors or with blackmail or with all kinds of things. Why isn't anybody stepping up? Well, I think there's a lot of that going on. Then you have above the line, and this is where we're at right now, increased political violence and sabotage. And there's two steps that come after this, where we're at right now. So all the things I just mentioned are happening in America right now. The two things left to go are minor guerrilla actions and large-scale guerrilla actions. And that's how you know your country was poised for takeover. Your country was ripe for takeover. It was allowing the takeover by these subversive groups. When you have a bunch of people, plus Nancy and all of her little friends and Schumer and all these people that have been already infiltrated politics for 30, 40 years, and you've got them kneeling to these organizations out in front of everybody, pandering, kneeling, worshiping, bowing. Police chiefs across the country bowing, laying on the ground. You've got all these people that are really, really kind of handing America over. They're just handing America over. So what are we going to do about that? I'm going to take your calls when I come back. Any ideas? What do you see happening the rest of this year? What are you nervous about? What are you thinking about? And I do. I really want to hear from you. I'm going to answer your calls. And this is a moment to speak up and say this is what I think is going to go on. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.